This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Coach Harbaugh, one of his guys. He loved his tape. We loved his explosion. He's a little undersized, but he's a twitchy, disruptive player who can rush the passer and plays hard. I think he's got a really, really good skill set for us as a third down sub rusher.
That's Ravens GM Eric DaCosta talking about one of the 5 6th-round draft picks the Ravens had in the 2025 draft. And we're going interior defensive line, and we're going to Virginia Tech as well.
Yeah, Neas Peebles, Virginia Tech, 6'1", 282, ran 4.94, 174.10, which is real good. 31 3/8 arms, so he's got short arms and he's short. 9 5/8 hand, 28 reps, 2 1/4, 32 1/2 vert, 9.1 broad jump. In 2020, he was at Duke, played in 10 games. 2021, played in all 12 games, 2 starts, 26 tackles. 3.5 tackles for loss, 2 sacks. 22 at Duke, played in all 13 games, 15 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 1.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble. 2023, Duke, third-team All-ACC, played in all 13 games, 1 start, 43 tackles, 5 sacks, 2 PBUs. 2024, he went to Virginia Tech, third-team All-American, first-team All-ACC, started 12 games. 31 tackles, 6.5 tackles for loss, 3 sacks, 3 PBUs. Strengths, he's got a quick takeoff. He's explosive off the snap. He's got quick hands, keeps working his feet. He doesn't stop. Good balanced body control, has a really nice spin move. Good feet, change of direction, good athlete. He'll chase, fluid hips, shows a burst of close, gets lockout, good on slants in the run. Disruptive with quickness, quick hands with good punch, smart aware, good job diagnosing screens, and he's very strong. Weakness, size. He'll get too high at times. He'll fall off some tackles because his arms are short. He cannot stay in and stack. He'll take himself out of plays at times. He can't handle base drive block, which is pretty obvious. In summary, this kid has some qualities the Ravens can use. He's small, but extremely quick and explosive. He's a disruptive guy, can't play every down, but a rotational guy. I like what he can bring in. In the run, he must slant, keep him on the move. In pass, has really good quick spin move, will outquick most guards, and never stops. Kind of like Eric was saying, what Harb's liked about him. When you watch film, you love him because he's jersey number 16, and he shows up. He'll get on the edge, and he's so quick and explosive off the ball, and he's got such quick hands, and he's got really good base and balance, and he's got a phenomenal spin move. So he's a disruptor, and he never stops, Bob. I mean, you may like double him or whatever, but he's always got his feet moving, got his hands. He's always working, and he's good. You know, I said, well, they'll need to go get 3 veteran guys. No, they don't. He'll make the team. Because he'll in sub packages like nickel and dime stuff like Eric was saying, he'll be a pain in the ass for offenses because he'll get in on the edge like edge of the center, edge of the guard or whatever, and he'll swim around him. He'll do that spin move, get up inside. He'll get penetration, and if he has to play in the run, he cannot line up head up. He's got to be on an angle. He's got to slant. He's got to be on the move, but. You appreciate him when you watch him on film because he's going to be a guy that's going to be in the backfield and in the Ravens, he's going to be chasing quarterbacks around and he can run 4.9. So he's going to be an interesting, like in shorts and stuff, Bob, it'll be like, damn, he looks small. But when gets the pads on and when he's playing in the game, yeah, he's going to be a disruptive dude.
Ravens only took one defensive tackle. Did that surprise you at all of the 11?
Well, I'm guessing that's how
that's
it fell. I think they wanted to take more, but that's kind of how the board fell. And they're going to have to go get a couple guys in free. They don't need three. They're probably going to need at least two.
But there is upside with Peebles here.
I like, yeah. Bob, he's never going to get taller. He's never going to get bigger. But he's going to be, he's got a role for him. You know, and we'll see whatever number he is. We'll see him coming in on nickel and dime. And when they want to rush the passer, because, you know, you got him and Matabike or whatever in there. You got some quick. And then, you know, you got Green and, you know, the pass rushers. And if he gets singled up, he's going to cause a lot of problems.